بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. الحمد لله. Respected علماء, elders, fellow youth in Islam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His innumerable favors upon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send durood and salam upon our noble master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The history of Islam, right from the beginning, has in it the great sacrifices and the great role that have been played and that has been filled by the youth of Islam. Right from the beginning, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was amongst the first to accept Islam. He hadn't even reached his teens. Right till the end, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, when he appointed the beloved of Rasulullah, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhuma, as the Amir of the army, and he was in his mid-teens. So we see that youth in Islam, in the protection, preservation, they have a very, very great and important role. So this program is to highlight to us, to bring to our attention, and to show to us our great leaders, those in whom we have to aspire and try to follow, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the youth among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so that these can become stars that we follow, these can become our heroes that we look up to. So inshallah, to begin the program, we will call upon Master Saeed Mullah, and he will be speaking to us and addressing us with regards to Hazrat Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected friends, I have been asked to say a few words. Inshallah, the senior ulama will enlighten us more. So, treading the path of hidayat is among the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this dunya, the world, the things of this world, to liman yuhib wa man la yuhib, to those whom he loves, to those whom he doesn't love. Wa la yu'ti al-iman illa man ahab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only blesses those with iman whom he loves. We are from those select few that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for hidayat. And treading this path of hidayat is really the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path to Jannah. This path is filled with pitfalls, places that we could slip up, difficulties, some trials, that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sift out and differentiate who is sincere from those that are fake. So many have tread this path before us. Some of them slipped up in the beginning, others made it to the middle and then they fell off, and others reached nearly till the end, few steps left, and then they just fell down. So we have to have this worry, this concern. That is why daily we make dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So this sahabi that we're going to be discussing today, this incident that I'll be sharing with you all, is of a person, a youngster like us, who accepted Islam in the early days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him to graduate from the madrasa of Darul Arqam with the ustad none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where iman was cultivated in his heart. And the seeds of iman grew into roots, which became firmly embedded in the deepest recesses of his heart. So, many of us were born as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us that we did not have to place our head down in sajda in front of anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not have to ask from, beg from, make dua to anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this youngster grew up as a Muslim, made so much sacrifices for iman, just as the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu of the time, Bilal radiallahu anhu, Suhaib radiallahu anhu, Ammar radiallahu anhu, sacrifice was made for Iman. That is why the value of Iman had entered into his heart. But the Sahabi became famous and really shown out to the world and shown out to me and you as not only a true role model, but really as a superhero for me and you. In the 16th year after Hijri, Umar radiallahu anhu had sent out an army towards Sham, Syria, to fight against the Romans, and Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu was amongst those that went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that a group of Muslimin were captured by the Romans. Among them was Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu, and they were brought into captive, they were placed into prison. Now Heraclius, the emperor of Rome, was informed that there's one Sahabi, one companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst this group of prisoners. So he said, bring to me the leader from among them, one of the eminent ones, one of the seniors from among them. So he actually wanted to try and turn him away from Iman, from his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he was brought in front of Hiraqal, imagine standing in front of the leader of the superpower of the world, anyone will be shaking, anyone will be scared. But he was not overtaken by awe, he was not overcome by fear. Hiraqal addresses him and tells him, هَلَّكَ أَنْتَ نَصَّرْ. Would you not become a Christian? He's presenting Christianity towards him. هَلَّكَ أَنْتَ نَصَّرَ وَأُشْرِكُكَ فِي مُلْكِ. What will I give you in return? In exchange of you becoming a Christian, I will give you a share in my kingdom. I will grant you a share in my kingdom. Imagine to be a ruler of the superpower, to have a share in that kingdom. What wealth will be at your disposal? What power will you have? What enjoyments and luxuries will be at your disposal? But Sahaba radiallahu anhum's gaze was on akhirat. Innama himamuna al-akhirah, walaysat himamuna al-dunya. The objective of Sahaba was not the things of this world. Their desire was the akhirat. Immediately Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu replies, such a reply that all of us have to write in our hearts. It's worthy of being written with gold, that لو أعطيتني جميع ملكك وجميع ما ملكته العرب لا أرجع عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين. That if you had to grant me your entire kingdom, not only a share of it or half of it, your entire kingdom and the entire kingdom of the Arabs, I am not prepared to leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even for the blinking of an eye. I am not prepared to leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even for the blinking of an eye. This is the iman that we have to make an effort on, to embed in our heart. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had made this effort. That is why when Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, before he accepted iman, and he was in the court of Hiraqal, and amongst many other questions, he asked him that, هَلْ يَغْتَدُّ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدٌ سَخْطَةً لِدِينِهِ. Has any of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned renegade, become murtad, leave his deen out of dislike for it, out of hatred for it? So Abu Sufyan said, no. So look at the reply of Hiraqal, a kafir, a Christian. He said, وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانِ حِينَ يُخَالِطُ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ لَا يَرْتَدُّ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدٌ. That this is iman, when the sweetness, enjoyment, delight of iman becomes completely embedded and the heart becomes immersed with it, and no one will be prepared to turn away from iman. We're living in a time, أَصَّابِرُ فِيهِمْ عَلَىٰ دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضِ عَلَىٰ جَمْرٍ. A person who wants to remain steadfast on deen, on iman, on hidayat, is as difficult as holding on to a burning piece of charcoal. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. People are in the morning are believers, in the evening kafir, evening believers, in the morning kafir. People are giving up their deen for the petty things of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the realization, the importance of Iman. Let us make an effort to embed the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen our Iman, adopt those means for the protection of our Iman, stay in the company of the pious people, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman, wa amitna ala al-Iman, wa hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us topic. So, he was unfazed, the Sahabi that did not flinch, the Sahabi that did not flinch. He said, so Hiraqal told him now, إِذَنْ أَقْتُلُكْ, that if you don't accept Christianity, then I will murder you and I will kill you. Now they're starting to threaten him. So he said, أَنْتَ وَذَاكَ, do what you want, do as you please. He was unfazed. This is the reality of a person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَمْ يَخَفْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَمْ يُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرَهُ. That person who only fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one will be able to overpower him. All the fears of everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave his heart. Person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else will fear him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that. So he was unfazed, unaffected. So this never work. So Hiraqal said that he should now be hung on a crucifix, and so that he can be crucified. And he called the archers, expert archers, and commanded them to shoot him such that they just miss him, just miss his arm, just miss his face, just miss his leg, to create that fear in him. And all the while, as they shooting him with arrows, imagine what fear we would have gone through. Hiraqal is presenting Christianity to him. Turn away, using bribery, different tactics to try and turn him away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfazed. So this is not working. Also, every time he's refusing. So he then calls for two prisoners from the other Muslims, and he commands that a cauldron of boiling oil should be brought. Imagine, boiling oil. One of those Sahaba commanded that he should be thrown in. Immediately as he's thrown into that boiling cauldron of oil, the flesh just burns off his bones and the bones just float up to the top. We are not going through such difficulties today. But the challenges that we face, we should look at each challenge is a boiling cauldron of oil. If it is drugs, then that's boiling oil. If it is music, then that is boiling oil. If it is looking at haram on the cell phone, that is boiling oil. So all of the fitnas and the trials and the things that we are being invited towards today, the things that we are inclined to today, the enjoyments that are being presented to us today, we should look at it as a boiling oil. We should make the dua, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, that this girl is Jahannam for me. This drugs is Jahannam for me. This music is Jahannam for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you turn me away from it. You save me from it. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their challenges were different. We also have challenges today. We have to see, are we remaining steadfast? Are we giving in to the challenges that we are facing? Are we slipping, or are we remaining steadfast? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us steadfast. We should have the fear daily. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was unfazed. So finally Hiraqal gives up. He says, all my ploys are not working, my plots are not working. He says, throw him in also. As Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu is being taken to be thrown now into that boiling cauldron, he starts weeping and crying. So the message is sent to Hiraqal that he's crying. Seems like he's scared. It broke him finally. Finally giving in. So he calls, bring him back. So bring him back. Again presents Christianity to him. I'll give you this, I'll give you that. He refuses. So he says, no, what's the situation? What's the problem now? You don't want to accept Christianity, so why are you crying now? So he said, I thought to myself that إِنَّمَا هِيَ نَفْسٌ وَاحِدَةٌ تُلْقَى السَّاعَةَ فَتَذْهَبُ. That is, I only have one life. The end is drawn near now. The time has come for me to meet martyrdom, just as the Sahaba before me. But it's only one life. It will be wasted. It will be gone for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll lose that life and finish. But وَكُنْتُ أَشْتَهِي أَنْ يَكُونَ لِي بِعَدَدِ كُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ فِي جَسَدِي نَفْسٌ تُلْقَى فِي اللَّهِ. But I desired that I had as many lives as the number of hairs on my body, and I could give all of them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at that. The life of a person, a believer, is so valuable. And our life has to be given for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't destroy our lives for the temporary enjoyments of this world. Our life is for akhirat. Our life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we give our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with that eternal life of the akhirat. So Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu was that steadfast mountain. As Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, that هل كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحكون with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum laugh? They were normal human beings. He said, yes, they would laugh. But والإيمان في قلوبهم أعظم من الجبال. But the iman in their hearts was stronger and more firm than mountains. They were unshakable. They were unshakable. So finally, the king is really now amazed that I haven't met such a person. You know, all my plots, all my plans, they failed. So he tries to salvage some pride. He tries to salvage some pride. That let me get something out of him. So he says, why don't you kiss my head and then I will free you. Just kiss me on my head and I'll let you go. So Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu did not think about himself. A Muslim is not only about me, myself and I. Don't worry about my parents. Don't worry about my siblings. I don't care what this person says. I do what I want. A Muslim is a person who affects those around him positively. He benefits other people. He is a means of goodness to other people. He thinks about the rights of other people. He sees how can I benefit other people. How can I bring other people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu did not think about himself. But he said, وَعَنْ جَمِيعِ أُسَارَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. If I kiss you, will you free all the Muslims, all the Muslim prisoners? So the king said, yes. So he humbled himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went up to the king and kissed him on his forehead. Hiraqal freed Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu and all the prisoners. They go back to Medina Munawwara. And Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu relates this incident to Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu. Lesson for us. Whatever happens in our life, we have to refer back to our elders. Somebody above us, whether it's my ustad, whether it's my parents, somebody I have some connection with. Whatever situations I face in my life, I have to refer to him. See, did I do the right thing? Take guidance from them in every stage of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with goodness in every stage of our lives. So he goes and mentions the narrates the incident to Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu says, look at the honor. He humbled himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of his fellow Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him. Umar radiallahu anhu said, حَقٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَن يُقَبِّلَ رَأْسَ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنِ حُدَافَ وَأَنَا أَبْدَى. It's the right on every person to kiss the forehead of Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu. And I will start. Umar radiallahu anhu goes up and kisses his forehead. All the Muslims come and kiss him on his forehead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors him in this way. Respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these great sahabas, these great superheroes, for me and you to take lesson from their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbibe within us the qualities of Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu, that firmness of iman, thinking about other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us flag bearers of the deen and make us a means of goodness spreading throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Say jazakumullah khair to Mawlana Sa'id. And as he mentioned it, the value of iman, that this iman that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, when we will sacrifice for it, and when we will make an effort on it, then we will understand the value of it. Sahaba had to sacrifice for Iman, so the value of Iman was in their hearts. It is why they were not prepared to give up Iman for anything of this world. They would rather forgo their lives, but they were not prepared to give up Iman. So this has to also come into our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala instill the value of Iman, the true understanding of Iman in our hearts, and accept us for the effort of Iman.